Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
And Alex Garcia. And Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
All right, Marks. We got a big week. I'm back.
Jeremy's
this
back.
Asshole's back. Alex Garcia's in the house.
I'm back.
better than ever. Well, that's mine, man.
I just stole it. Dude.
You're on an NWO show, and I'm not going to fight with you on anything, but you're probably going to... There's a meme out there. And sitting across from me is Matt Salgado.
There you go. You can see Jeremy.
There's a meme out there of Hulk Hogan, and he's spray painting NWO on... the side of a trailer, and it's the WCW, the one we always talk about where they just destroy everyone backstage.
Right.
WCW.
So he's spray painting the N, and he starts the W, and it looks like N-I, and it shows Kevin Hart with his face. Like, and the rest of it shows NWO, and he's like, all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. That's good stuff.
That's a good one.
How are you fellas?
Good, man. How's it going?
Doing all right. Doing good.
I feel like I haven't been around in forever. I took a week off.
2 weeks off,
took a week off. You were out of the country.
Yeah.
How was that, sir?
That was weird.
Did you run into El Toro Rojo?
I did. I posted
at a Chili's, I think.
I wrote a little story on our Instagram if you guys go to that.
That's such a great story. So before we did the podcast, we always did YCW. It was like a machinima series where we produced our own wrestling show.
I think we're a little bit of like ahead of trends.
See a lot of that stuff pick up now.
Now it's like super popular.
Yeah. It is.
You guys are trendsetters.
But we produced our own wrestling show.
That's what I was looking at.
Based on WWE 2K. It wasn't even 2K, was it?
It was like 14.
It was maybe 2K14.
Yeah, WWE.
It was on. It was the last one on the PS4 or PS3 and the Xbox 360. And we put this together. We had a character named El Toro Rojo, who Matt wrote the backstory for. You met him in a Chili's in the Guadalajara airport. So I get a Snapchat from Matt, and no words, it's just a Chili's in the Guadalajara airport.
Automatically knew yes.
Yeah. That was before. Like, they were really strict because over there, there's a lot of like no photography zones in the airport. So,
you're doing it low-key?
Yeah, I was doing it super low-key, and I looked over, and there was a security guard like 20 feet away from me, like in my general direction. I was like... I don't think he saw me do it.
Shit, I'm going to jail.
I took it real quick. I was like, I'll do it in Snap, then I'll save it. So I did that, and so I just thought it was funny, and it's still there. I'm happy that it's still there. They've actually like built around it. Before it was like the first thing you walked in, and I'm talking a lot with my hands right now, so you're watching on Twitch. But like, so before when you first walked in, it was like you saw the Chili's, and then if you were checking in to go on the flights, because like, they send you upstairs. So you'd see the Chili's as soon as you walk in. Now you have to kind of walk a little bit because they have like added different rows of stairs
really?
Going. So I was like, oh, I didn't see the Chili's. And then like I turned a corner and there it was. And I was like, it's still here. The sign's burnt out.
This is where memories were made. Mm-hmm. Legends were
legends
made
were
in this
born
Chili's.
Here.
Legends were made on the line cook in Chili's.
We need to, because I'm getting WWE 2K18 on PlayStation this year. We need to bring back some YCW.
So I have like characters made. Like I'm gonna definitely like attempt to like recreate as fast as possible. And so what I'll do is I'll try to copy as many over.
Run through as many as you can, and I'll run through the ones I created. We'll get
Jay Remy.
It's still Jay Vader. Jay Vader.
Jay Vader.
We'll get Jay Vader back. We'll get I keep on saying Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson.
Who was the other one? It was the Haas.
Yeah, Wrangler Haas.
Wrangler Haas. Reese Walking, all the stupid-ass ones I made. Like, there was a time...
Those ones where he just made them on the fly.
Fired them out like crazy.
Every time I go to your house, you're like, oh, I got a new character made. I'm like, fuck. Like,
all right, I'd start making somebody see how they looked, and all of a sudden a name would come. I was like, okay, we're fucking... This is what we're doing here.
This is what we're doing.
This is the guy. This is what we're running with. It's not what I planned, but it's the world I fucking live in now, so that's what's happening.
It was a lot easier to, like, reshare. I think we would just, like, delete them out and then, like, recopy them over.
Yeah.
To, like... Yeah, make it easy.
WWE should hire you for creative, man.
You know what? I was thinking this week, and I was thinking about 2K18.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in football games and in baseball games, basketball, you know, traditional sports games, you get roster updates.
Mm-hmm.
I get that can't really happen in WWE. Because with those games, all you do is create a skin for a player. I mean, most times, you're not even really creating a skin. You're just putting a name and a number on the back of a jersey, putting a guy out there, and setting the stats, and that's it. With WWE, you've got to create movesets and stuff like this. This is all I ask. I don't want WWE to create the whole character, because that's part of the fun for us.
Yeah.
We'll create the face, we'll download the character, we'll do whatever we can. But if they can do updates and give us the video and the music for new guys, I would be perfectly okay with running with a created character for someone like Adam Cole, who this week has supposedly signed with WWE. So Adam Cole's not going to be in the game. How do we fix that? Just give us whatever music you create for him and a video package.
And you get to have fun and actually create
and we'll create him and add him in there. Like, that's not very hard. You know, that's something completely feasible. They don't have to go out of their way to do anything. You just upload a song and a video, boom, you can download it from there. It's not that hard. So I'm
good idea.
In the future, possibly that might be cool, but who knows with them?
Yeah, speaking of
Cole Bay Bay. Supposedly debuting in NXT very soon.
Perhaps this weekend?
I don't know. They've been known to do stuff like this at Brooklyn.
They did that with Bobby Roode. They've done that with
Shinsuke. They did it with Kota. They did it with Drew McIntyre. In stereo right there.
In stereo.
Are you pulling up the roster for WWE 2K18?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like 47.
47 wrestlers.
We got confirmed for 2K18, Akira Tozawa.
Nice. Our new cruiserweight champ.
I'm pretty psyched to see that. Yeah.
New cruiserweight champ. I was pretty stoked
about that. So was that.
Andre the Giant.
Nice.
Recently added to the club of failed cash-ins, Baron Corbin.
Oh.
To that in a bit. Batista's making his return. He skipped out on last year's game, so he'll be
back. So he's back.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt got to cash in on that. Got Guardians of the Galaxy fame.
You know? Yep. Exactly. Hell yes, you do.
Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose.
Is it current Batista? Because I thought Batista was only available through pre-order.
It is 2K. Actually, you can pre-order him, but it's going to be the last one.
Or I thought it was the Cena Enough edition. You got him in RVD or something.
I heard about that.
He'll be purchasable, but if yours, they're going to need to be purchasable.
It's probably a different Batista or something.
So technically, he's already announced. Bray Wyatt confirmed. Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, Diesel and Kevin Nash, which I'm okay with. Dolph Ziggler, Gallows and Anderson, which we got a preview of their new entrance.
You mean their old entrance? Their
old entrance. New skins.
It looks good.
Goldust and Dusty Rhodes. If you guys watched it on YouTube, you can watch Goldust hype up the idea of tagging Goldust and Dusty Rhodes together.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Dale Tommy confirmed. Jinder Mahal, current WWE champion. Kalisto, Kurt Angle. Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, Sanity, all four members of Sanity.
Fuck.
We just watched that entrance
video.
Four
person entrance.
Yeah, Eric Young, Killian Dane, Alexander Wolf, and Nikki Cross. And also Sawyer Fulton, former member of Sanity, also announced to be in that. Seth Rollins, obviously, you guys saw the screenshots of him, like, first off. Sheamus and Cesaro looks great. Sin Cara, he's my current WWE champion. The Undertaker.
Are you serious?
Is the game botched?
No.
Is there a glitch or something?
I was like, I'm making all these. Remember, I told you I was going to go through my crazy superstar mode where I'm going to just make random guys champions? Brutus Beefcake is rumored to be in. Sorry, I threw that out there. Ember Moon. I'm sure Ember Moon's going to be in it.
They announced Buddy Roberts.
Fucking
why? I don't know, man. I think
I clicked on the website that was announcing them as they were going live, and then they just quit.
It's on IGN.
Yeah. So it was on Game.
But I saw Buddy Roberts was announced, and the only thing I can think is that we're doing another, because I know they're bringing back Showcase Mode. So seeing Andre the Giant or somebody, we're going to be doing some old school stuff, I'm sure.
That's more Fabulous Freebird shit.
Oh, fuck, man. Buddy Roberts. I don't know. Give me more.
You see, I mean,
I'm never going to play with any of the old school characters really outside of those modes. And I'm never going to play with them. I'll end up playing against them.
So you're not excited about Brutus Beefcake, man? Come on, it's the barber.
What I feel is happening, because if you notice, we get the same legends year to year to year to year to year. So what I think is happening is they're probably, this is in their contracts with their legends and their Hall of Fame contracts as a way to bring more revenue back to those people to pay them to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of a way around it where WWE is not necessarily paying them, but we are paying them for buying the game.
Their royalties and whatnot.
Oh, Braun Strowman, Bret Hart, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella. There's a whole bunch.
I hope that there's a showcase with Braun Strowman where you get to use the places I pooped at.
Places I pooped.
Have you seen, there's a video on a website called The Ringer.
Yeah.
That they've got Braun Strowman.
Doing the Juno.
Yes. Doing he's the table reading as Juno.
It's so good, right?
It's fucking great.
It's awesome.
I got hilarious. A heartburn that's radiating in my knees.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
It's good stuff.
I don't see anybody here that like jumps off the page to me right away. But
Sanity is the one for me. Like, Sanity, yeah. And seeing their entrance, like, that's big. Like, I said it before we started the show. Sanity's going to fucking run my universe. I'm going to have Eric Young as my damn world champion. Nikki Cross is going to be my women's champion.
It's actually cool to have Dusty Rhodes back in the game, because I think we skipped out on him last year. And I think it'll just be fun. Hopefully Flair's in the game, too.
Yeah, you can create Cody, and that'll be cool.
Flair, man.
You can do a little
You recreate him last year already.
So oh, okay.
Yeah. They had Stardust.
Because they just had
Stardust.
It was easy, because you had his moveset already.
Yeah.
But while you touched on it, you brought up Ric Flair.
Oh.
Yep.
Any news today?
As far as I know, I think he's still in a medically induced coma, right?
Flair went in Saturday with issues. They tried to downplay it a little bit and say that it was a procedure, just a routine procedure. Mm-hmm. Flair was induced into a medically induced coma. He had a large blockage in his colon, and it caused a lot of other health issues with
multiple
him.
Organs.
They put him into the... all those Space Mountain rides, man. They put him into a medically induced coma. They removed the blockage, but his kidneys failed. So they had him on kidney dialysis. He's still in a coma, last I read, and he's recovering from the surgery. So,
apparently he has multiple organs that are...
Yeah, that's what according to his family.
Multiple organs failing. Did you say organs or did you say organs? That's why I laughed.
Oh,
Jesus.
No, from organs.
According to his fiance, and this is reported by... This is also reported by ESPN.com. Ric Flair remains in critical condition with multiple organ problems 5 days after being admitted to an Atlanta area hospital, according to a statement made by his fiance. It was Wendy Barlow. She just wanted to give an update to my friends and families. I've been unable to talk on the phone without even crying. Just feel shocked over events, she wrote in a Facebook post, of which TMZ Sports posted a screenshot of. She took Rick to the hospital Friday night with severe abdominal pain from that moment on. It all seems like a nightmare, multiple organ problems. So, yeah.
And we did not have Charlotte on SmackDown this week.
And that is true.
I didn't expect her. As soon as I heard this, I was like, there's no way we're seeing her.
The WWE rep did confirm that Flair was resting following an undisclosed surgical procedure. Something was announced as what he was having surgery on. She said it was not colon surgery, it was another surgery, but she didn't divulge anything. But yeah, so currently, 5 days, he's been in this coma. So.
Continue thoughts and prayers for him, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. I don't know, I just always figured Ric Flair was going to be the one to live forever.
Yeah, like, the guy's been around as long as...
I was not ready for it. Monday, I was just like, man, I'm not ready for this. Please.
I got a text message. I didn't even know about what had gone on over the weekend. And I get a text message while I'm at work that from a friend that says, God damn it, not Flair. And I was like, fuck.
You're like, no.
What's going on? Yeah.
So I went straight to the internet. I saw he was in the hospital and everything. I was like, oh, so he's just in the hospital. And he just replied right back. He's like, God damn it, take me, not him. Take me.
The Flair. Yeah, it's going to be hard to imagine the post...
Post-Flair era.
It's a hard one to lose, man. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of wrestlers, when you talk to them, that's the guy they looked up to.
Guy. Yeah.
And that's, like, there's... I would dare to say that he's a name more synonymous with wrestling than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Like, that's a name, like, everybody
Maybe
knows
Hogan got, you know, wrestling on the map as far as, like, crossover to the mainstream, but Flair, he is really your Babe Ruth of professional wrestling.
Yeah. When you talk about wrestling, it doesn't matter what generation you talk about, or talk to about wrestling, they
Flair
know Ric
will always
Flair.
Be in the middle.
You could talk to my kids right now and they would know who Ric Flair is. You could talk to your parents and your grandparents and they would know who Ric Flair is. And that's something that we haven't had in a long time. You know, we've had Hogan, we've had stuff like that, Dusty Rhodes, of
Stone
course.
Cold.
But Ric Flair, man, like, the women wanted to be with him, men wanted to be him. And that's no joke. Like, in the 80s, that was him.
How many wrestlers have emulated his style since Ric Flair?
Oh, countless.
How many have done it successfully? That style can never be emulated perfectly by another person. I don't know.
The Miz did a pretty good job.
I don't know.
That figure
Jay Lethal did a pretty good job.
Jay Lethal was like 99% there.
Yeah.
See that 1%.
So here's my thing. You brought up The Miz. Why? Like, if he's being an actor, like, he's an actor, he's got his entourage and everything, we're playing this A-lister up, what does every actor need?
An agent.
Someone to tell them what to do, right?
Yeah.
A director.
Director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a director on the...
Gold Dust.
Yes! why are we not playing into the storyline at all?
Dude.
Like, this has to happen at some point, right?
I love it. Why not?
It just writes itself.
Yeah.
It writes itself. We have him playing as a director and we're not doing anything with him. Why not having him try to get involved with The Miz?
I like it.
And, like, pushing his way into the entourage. Like, you need a director. I've got to be there for you. Like, it's got to happen.
Yeah,
eventually.
That makes absolute sense.
I'm disappointed that it's not happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to. Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
It fucking writes itself so much. Can't feel you're thinking about it right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're feeling a little warm inside from it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a good storyline.
Like, holy shit, why are we not doing this?
Yeah, it should definitely happen. Yeah, I'm surprised that happened.
That being said, and you're talking about needing an agent, I love what they're doing on Lucha Underground with Johnny Mundo and his agent. Did you watch this week?
No, I
haven't got to watch it.
They had the Worldwide Underground against the Rabbit Hole.
Uh-huh.
And the Rabbit Hole won. Or the Rabbit Tribe won.
Rabbit Tribe, yeah.
And his agent, right? His agent was backstage just ripping the Worldwide Underground. Because, Ed, who's the other guy that's dressing up as Johnny Mundo?
Oh, that's...
I can't remember his friggin' name off the top of my head. But there's another guy in there dressing up as Johnny Mundo.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the agent's back there ripping him. He's like, you know what? Johnny Mundo doesn't have time for this as the champion. And as an A-lister, he's... This is ridiculous. You people are going to be cut and dropped, including you, Taya. And he's just like ripping their ass. And he's like, this man is a saint. He has a heart of gold. And then he turns around and he's like, Johnny, we have more photo ops. He's like, oh, it can't be sick, kids, is it? He's like, I can't afford to get sick right now. And he's like, oh, trust me, it's not. And they walk off and he like pauses. He's like, what did I tell you? Heart of gold. But his agent is whoever is playing his agent. Is playing into the character so well. It's such a good...
It's good.
We had a hell of a show on Lucha Underground this week.
That's awesome.
We ended up with... I think they opened up the match. It was Jeremiah Crane. And fuck, I can't remember who he went against. I was watching as I was working. But we ended up... The night closed out with Mil Muertes just, I mean, destroying... I can't even remember who he went against either. Yeah. I've watched so much wrestling this week.
It's just kind of a blur.
I watched the end of the G1 climax.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did either of you watch
the Omega and the Okada one.
Omega,
I didn't get to see the end. That match was amazing.
Omega and Okada was great. But the finisher was Omega
and
Naito.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, man. They almost taught Omega and Okada.
Is that right?
There's one spot that
a few of them.
I shared it on the Facebook page, but there's one spot where they're going to the top rope, and Omega's on the outside, Naito's on the inside, and Naito's trying to get him for a superplex.
Yeah.
And Omega just drops down and DDTs him on the ring post.
Wow.
And then he gets up, and he's standing on the top, and standing on the very top rope, picks up, or though they switch around,
Does he go for a powerbomb?
No, yeah, he picks up. He picks up Naito for a powerbomb.
Off the top rope.
Yeah. And Naito turns it into a Hurricanrana.
Holy
and
shit.
I saw that landing.
From the very top rope. Yeah. And it's not like he's on the second rope balancing himself with the top.
From the freaking top
rope. Very top rope.
Damn.
And there's at one point where Naito tried to go for a pile driver through the table and missed.
Completely missed.
He stepped off the table
and
like gave him the pile driver onto the floor. But he hit his head, one side of his head on the table and the other side on the security barrier.
Yeah. I did see that on Twitter. I was like, wow, he did not kill him. He's still alive and beyond me.
They were having to like
brutal
retcon this into the story
during
the commentary because at one point Omega comes flying over the top rope for a plancha. And the Young Bucks had to help catch him so he didn't bust his shit.
Oh, man.
And they're like, see, that's what it happens when you have partners out there like that. That's just the forward thinking of Kenny Omega to have someone help break his fall.
Well played.
Like, that's so good.
That's well played.
That is so good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Who was doing commentary that night?
It was Kevin Kelly. It sounded like, I didn't catch who the third person was, but it was Kevin Kelly, Rocky Romero, and it sounded like BJ Whitmer. I could be wrong.
Awesome.
But I know it was Rocky Romero and Kevin Kelly.
I remember seeing Rocky, I don't know. Yeah, advertised for the main event, but I wasn't sure if he was in the whole event.
So it was a good final, huh?
I'm at a point now with wrestling that I'm having much more fun with indie.
Yeah.
And New Japan, Ring of Honor, stuff like that is just appealing, and we're getting much better wrestling out of it.
Yeah.
And watching Naito and Omega, like it's hard for me to find two wrestlers on the WWE roster that could put on a match that caliber.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys that could probably do it if they weren't in that company. Seth Rollins is one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who else in that roster could put on that quality of a match. Especially even like Omega and Okada. I don't know
I think
we would ever get... a match of that caliber within WWE.
No, I think, for one, there's too many limits imposed, like, as what they can do and can't do. I think, I mean, I can imagine we're never going to get an AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, New Japan-esque type of
like
match.
Like Wrestle Kingdom, though. If we get at WrestleMania, it won't be anywhere near like what they pulled off.
It'll be great for the fans who didn't see that.
Yeah, it'll be good for the American fans that, you know, haven't been educated as far as.
But like you said, they're held back to a certain degree in WWE.
Even without that, if we take away some of the high flying and stuff like that that they did, and some of the table spots and everything they did, the in-ring work between the two of them was so damn good. And there were some moves in there that like weren't even stuff that could be banned by WWE. That was just so. They told such a great story. It's such an entertaining story. I just don't get why we hold guys back so much in WWE. I don't know what we're afraid of. I get, you know, certain things like being afraid of injuries and stuff like that. But I don't know why we work this style that we do sometimes, where it's super slow and we're watching the hard camera and stuff like that. Just let the guys.
It's not even. It's not even like a style. Like I feel like a lot of like some even New Japan style. Like it's not as fast as. Compared to some of the indies that we get in America, like you can
especially
go back
with
and watch.
Submissions
yeah, you
stuff,
can watch like Yoshi Tanahashi and Shinsuke Nakamura, like when they were main eventing New Japan, and Okada was the mid card champion. Like Tanahashi and Nakamura were like in there tearing down the house for 60 minutes in one match.
Yep.
And then like 2 years later, like it's Tanahashi and Okada. Now it's Okada and Omega. Like they're all like the way they do it, and it's a like a pace that they do it at. Like, they're not going 100 miles an hour because they don't need to. They're able to tell a story.
You just stay steady.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You don't have to have these slowdown matches or moments. Yeah. Or you just stay steady.
But in WWE, there's only so many rest holds that they're allowed to do. It's just like, what can we do?
I do like the story they
told.
It's
hard to pull off a 20-minute-plus match in WWE.
Right.
And keep a person's attention.
I do like the story they told with Omega and Okada, that we ended up with Omega losing 2 times in a row when it was for a title.
Yeah.
And then we end up in the tournament and Omega wins and it's not for any gold. Like that is such a good story to tell. Like we don't get that kind of stuff very often, that we have a feud that ends, we end up with a trilogy like that, and Omega wins and gets the best of him, but for what? Like he moved on
and it wasn't even for the final.
It was
too advanced to
and that's gonna play into the fact of like, hey, I'm the US champion, I won, and you're the New Japan champion, you won, which title is gonna mean the most now,
right? I love, though, like, during his matches, hearing the crowd start doing the Terminator clap.
Yeah.
The whole crowd is doing the Terminator clap.
That is awesome.
Like,
I'm
that's
gonna go
great.
Back and watch this now. Yeah.
It's great. Good, man. Like, I watched just the last two matches.
Yeah.
And the last two were great.
I mean,
I had to break them down for time. I didn't have 4 hours to sit there and watch. So I just watched the last two matches. And the Omega Okada match or Omega Naito match is like an hour long in its own.
Oh, wow.
And then they replayed it because I wondered, I started it in the last hour and it was already halfway done.
Yeah.
So what the hell's happening? So I go back to the second hour, I watch the match before it, I watch it, it finishes about halfway through, and then I go to the next hour on the torrent I was watching on. Then they replay the entire match again with Japanese commentary.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like, that's kind of cool.
It is.
It's really cool.
That's good stuff, man. That's awesome. It was really good stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, man, we got a couple big shows this weekend.
Big shows this weekend?
Yeah.
Was he cloned?
No.
Couple big shows?
I don't want a big show cloned.
Oh, God, no.
One big show's
with
enough.
His broken hand.
With a broken hand. Enzo hanging from a shark cage.
I feel like they're just like, we paid for this shark cage. We sold a toy.
Yeah.
We have a toy for the shark
cage.
I
think
we need to do something.
I think it's the fact that Mattel paid us all this money to use a shark cage.
Put that measly little son of a bitch in that cage.
Now we got to use the shark cage again. Hey, we're going back to Brooklyn for NXT TakeOver 3.
The third year in a row.
Third year in a row, man. And this is, they're calling it the homecoming, which kind of like, you know, yeah, they're, you know, based out of Florida, but the fact that like it was the first Brooklyn TakeOver that kind of like
launched them
like as a legit.
I dig that. Honestly,
brand.
I hope it stays in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
TakeOver Brooklyn is like their WrestleMania.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is. Yeah.
And so, even the show before WrestleMania isn't as heralded as TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah, you hear NXT,
which is what
yeah.
I like because NXT is the B tier, and then WWE is the A tier, of course. But when we look at them, SummerSlam is your B tier show for WWE, and TakeOver Brooklyn
is
your
like
A-tier
A
tier show
yeah.
for NXT. Then we get to WrestleMania, and it's opposite again.
Yeah.
So I like the way that's kind of set up. This is wherever we're at
it's
for SummerSlam, that NXT show is the one you want to see.
Yep.
Definitely.
I'm more hyped for it than I am for
SummerSlam. So am I. I'm very hyped for
There's some NXT. Good matches on SummerSlam, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, there's some good matches on SummerFest.
SummerFest.
On SuperSlam.
SuperSlam.
Yeah, NXT does quite a bit of work in 2 hours at SummerSlam. Fells are doing five.
Right.
Five matches announced for some, or for us.
Well, here we go. For a takeover. You're doing it.
Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Almas. Sorry, CN Almas. Aleister Black versus Hideo Itami. The Authors of Pain versus Sanity for the NXT Tag Team titles. Asuka versus Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Champion. And Bobby Roode versus Drew McIntyre for the NXT Championship. Johnny Gargano making his singles pay-per-view or special events debut, however you want to say this, against Andrade Cien Almas.
Cien Almas is like the person to debut against, right?
Like, yeah, it's like their go-to guy.
Yeah, anytime you make a singles debut or a debut, anything like that's who you go against.
And I like this push that they're both kind of getting. Like, Cien Almas kind of getting a little bit of a nice heel push, but I kind of feel like it's to lose again. I'm going to be upset if he does lose.
He's
but
a good
I like
man.
The fact that we're kind of like Johnny Gargano is getting a nice little singles push.
Where's Tommaso Ciampa at as far as being healed?
I think he's still going to... I thought he was going to be out for 6 months.
I thought he was, too. Because he's anywhere close to being healed. Like, he interferes in this match.
I don't think
we're anywhere close to
that's
that.
Too bad we can't... We're not getting Gargano or Ciampa for this one, man. That match would have been... I mean, yeah, we'll have been... That would have been the match if not for Ciampa's
injury. And I guarantee you that's what they had in mind.
That'll probably be our match before
that they both would fight at this TakeOver.
Wasn't the last TakeOver special ended with Gargano and...
Second to last?
Okay.
But I'm sure that the idea was for them to fight at this one.
At Brooklyn. Yeah. For sure.
Kind of just tear that
I out. Still think this match will be good, but man.
This match is going to be great. Even with Johnny Gargano on it's going to be great. He's not called Mr. Wrestling for nothing, goddammit.
Exactly. So I'm picking Johnny Gargano.
I think I'm going to pick Andrade.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to write down these picks? Because Alex is actually a part of the show. Don't worry about it.
I came unprepared. Well, I'm going with Gargano.
Goddammit. Alex is a guest. So we can't pull make up my new work. On top of that, who got Gargano?
I got Gargano. He's got Almas.
And Jeremy's got
Almas. I'm gonna be different.
Okay. Jeremy doesn't have a pin. It's all right, dude. Don't worry about it.
God damn it! Don't tell me what.
Alistair Black versus Hideo Itami. I got a little bit of the story we got going on with both guys here.
I do too.
Me too.
And
especially with the rumor that Itami. Maybe done with NXT soon.
He just may be done with WWE soon.
Yeah.
I think
all together?
Yeah, just all together.
Yeah, they're talking about him coming back.
Going back to
New Japan. Or just,
which is probably fitting for him because he can't stay healthy in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes back to New Japan, like he's going to be welcomed with open arms. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
I'm just not
build this brand and maybe
Itami,
Kenta goes back to New Japan, or not New Japan, but just Japan in general, and he's number one contender automatically.
Immediately. Yeah. So I'm just. We were all stoked for him.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we've never been given proper time to have him build momentum to be excited for anything he does.
Streak
in the
of
ring.
Bad luck he's had with injuries.
I like him. He's great. I love the story we're telling. I'm not ever as excited to see him in the ring as I should be.
Yeah, I never. Like, I like what he ends up doing, but I'm never like, oh shit, that's a Hideo Itami.
Oh man,
Hideo
Itami. Like, I was looking at the roster reveal and I saw Hideo and I was like,
did you watch that Hideo match?
You'll say that this time, but you're not going to say Hideo. You're going to say Aleister Black.
Aleister Black, exactly. Aleister Black.
Yeah, I'm going with Black.
I'm going Black also.
We're all wearing black. We're going for Aleister Black.
Aleister Black.
NXT Tag Team Championship match. Authors of Pain will be defending their championships against Sanity, which will be consisting of Alexander Wolf and Killian Dane with Eric Young and Nikki Cross ringside. Paul Olin will also be there.
Good match. Should be a good one.
Authors of Pain.
Yeah?
I want to pick Sanity, but I get what they're doing. They're teasing this, like, oh, there's dissension in the ranks of Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
You do that shit, so that way you're more surprised when they
win. Yeah, I also have Authors of Pain winning.
Trifecta.
Yeah.
Authors of Pain.
I like Sanity. I like what they're doing.
I want them to have the title.
I'm glad to see Eric Young back. And I was kind of getting where I was like, man, I guess this is just a group that runs without Eric Young for a while.
He probably had
and
to film his fishing show or something.
And then he showed up on NXT last week.
Actually,
I
heard
like, oh,
it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, he took time off. He lost his mother to cancer.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's why we didn't see him on TV for a while. But it's good to see him back.
They filmed for like a month, like seriously over two days. So.
Yeah. I had this moment today at work that I like bit my tongue to not laugh in front of all my customers.
Mm-hmm.
and it sounds fucked up. You say cancer, reminded me of it. This lady comes in, it's the fucking best worst story ever. This lady comes in and she's talking openly about like her prior relationship and stuff. It was an older lady. Same lady, same exact lady with the tattoo that I was talking about from before the show started. But she's talking about her ex-husband. She's like, I hate my ex-husband this. And then he came home after 40 years of marriage and said he didn't love me anymore. And he left me for this girl that he met in high school. And she kept at all the reunions flirting with him and stuff. And he left me for her. But I kept telling him, karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch. And she's like so hateful about this. And I'm like, okay, well, what happened? And she's all, bitch got cancer and died last year.
Oh, my God.
I bit my lip. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, oh, that's not where I thought you were going to go with this. Like,
I was expecting
the other way
around.
I was thinking, like, oh, the new girlfriend left him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Jeez. And I was just biting my lip. Yeah. I kept, like, typing, like, hooking up her tablet. I'm like, did you put insurance on it, man?
Customer notes, karma's a bitch. Right.
And I had a trainee with me at the same time. The trainee's just like, holy shit.
You're like, you're going to hear a few of those.
That's like the worst I've ever heard, though.
That's pretty fucked up.
I was pretty put off. I was like, okay. And I couldn't remember, like, because I went straight from one customer to another, so I was trying to tell my reps about it. I'm like, I don't even remember what was funny, so I'm glad you said something.
That's hilarious.
Just say, man, on that note.
Moving on. Singles match for the NXT Women's Championship. Asuka will be defending her championships against Ember Moon.
I'm really conflicted on this one.
Is it time for the Eclipse?
I think so, but I can also see them pushing even further with Asuka. Especially, like, did you watch NXT today?
No, I watched a little bit before we came over.
While they were showing the two of them out there, the crowd was chanting Goldberg.
Yeah.
Asuka.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, are you fucking serious?
That's awesome.
I want to go with Ember Moon.
Yeah.
I really do. And my head's telling me not to, but I'm going to pick this one as a mark and as a fan. I'm picking Ember Moon.
I'm going with Asuka.
Yeah.
I'm going with Asuka.
I am also going with Asuka.
Are you?
Yeah.
I stand alone on this one.
I think they're going to go 600 days on this.
I can see it.
I could even see them going 2 years with this title.
And I think...
At this point,
no slight to Ember, and I love Ember Moon. I'm a huge...
Yeah, Ember Moon's awesome. She's definitely grown on me.
But Asuka is awesome. Like, in her own brand. I don't think they're in any rush to push her up to the main roster. Because I feel like once they do, they're going to be stuck at like, well, we pushed her for a 600-day champ. How, you know, like, we can't book her right at the bottom.
The good thing is, no matter where they put her at, no matter where, whether she moves up to the main roster or she stays where she's at, we have a possible influx of new talent, women talent.
I was just
going
to bring up the May Young Classic.
So we have, our problem is, who else has she been able to work with in NXT? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm okay with her. And again, I'm not, my smart decision says that it should be Asuka. But I'm... Like, with every ounce of me, I can't pull the trigger on that. Yeah. And I'm not thinking... I think she probably is going to win.
Yeah.
But I do really want Ember Moon to have that title.
I think the winner of the Mae Young Classic may be the one to
I'd like to see who the winner...
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Especially if we end up with Asuka versus Kari Hojo.
Kari Sane. Yeah.
I think that would be a great matchup. Yeah. So, I'm happy either way. I am excited either way. Yeah. No matter what happens with this... Starting next Monday night, right? Or is it the following Monday night?
No, it's
I think
after,
it's the following Monday night. 28th, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is
We have the special after SummerSlam, and then it starts kicking off. So you can look
it
up.
Right?
Yeah,
now look it up there.
And then on top of that, our main event: Bobby Roode versus Drew McIntyre for NXT Championship.
Good match,
Bobby Roode.
This is another hard one for me. Like, I could see Drew getting it, but safe money's on Bobby, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going with Bobby in this one.
I'm going Bobby Roode.
In this one, I want Drew to win. And I think a changing of the guard would be good, especially with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to bring him back and bring him on as hot as he's been lately and give him that title would be perfect. But it's Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
And I love what they've done with Bobby Roode. This could re-inject some... I mean, we've got plenty of guys down below. We could even... We saw a tease with him and Andrade at some point. We've got guys like Aleister Black, the possible arrival of Adam Cole... There's a lot of guys now. That's the same thing we're talking about with the women's division. There's an influx of guys, especially even in Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Which rumor is we're possibly getting
a Red Dragon
Ring of Honor stable.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about doing a full stable in NXT of guys from Ring of Honor, which would be amazing. I think Bobby Roode holding on to that title and getting a shot to go against some of these new guys would be great storytelling. So I'm going with Bobby.
I'm going with Bobby Roode as well, and I think we see Roddy Strong running. I'm not saying he's going to cost Bobby Roode the title, but he's going to...
Something's going to happen with him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's going to put himself into that title picture because it's been played backstage. He wants another shot at Bobby Roode, and he's not going to go away quietly. So
we just haven't gone anywhere with that. Like, this match, I think, would be better suited as a triple threat and yes. getting Roddy in there with Drew and him.
Drew and
yeah.
Bobby. I think that's probably where we should have been. And who knows? We may even
maybe next takeover or whatever. Maybe right. we do get that triple threat.
But I think Bobby, and the only way we're going to get that triple threat is with Bobby holding that title.
Yep, so, I agree.
Moving on to Sunday.
Get comfortable, guys. Sunday. We're going to be here.
Sunday, Sunday.
Good stretch. I'm not going to run Sunday. Down the card.
Stretch.
Just run through as we're going.
Yeah. So on the pre-show, Hikaru Tozawa. This was just announced. Hikaru Tozawa versus Neville.
Cruiserweight
championship rematch.
Akira.
Tozawa is our new champ.
Yeah, Tozawa's gonna retain.
Yeah.
I don't think it's suited. Like, I get with what we were doing with the US title by flip flopping it back and forth between AJ and
that
Kevin.
Was an accident.
But was that?
That wasn't on
reportedly.
Purpose. Reportedly accident. Mm. That made for good storytelling nonetheless.
Yeah.
I don't think it's smart to do it with this title yeah. at all. I think you have the crowd reaction for Akira Tozawa was amazing. Run with
the
it.
The pop, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Tozawa's going to lose it at SummerSlam.
I don't think so either. Especially on a pre-show. I know it's a cruiserweight title, but come on.
I think he's a good transitional champ. I don't see him being like a big long-term. And I like Tozawa a lot. Like, I was hyped to see him announce for the game. I thought that was awesome. I was like, Tozawa's going to be my world champ.
Right.
Yeah. Right off the bat. I was like, I don't care about Cruiserweight Championship.
Yep. Did you see Wendy's trolling Austin Aries?
No.
Yes.
Oh, like about, he, yeah, yeah,
about
okay,
a job
go ahead.
Position or
yeah.
something. They yeah. said they only hire people who are on the Neville level.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, was... yeah so sick burn. I got Akira on this one.
I'm going to Akira as well.
Well, you make a great point, Jeremy. I'm going with Neville.
Nice.
I
could see this going like a back and forth, so... for a while.
And it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, but whatever they need to do, they just need to bring more attention to this title.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I think a pre-show on SummerSlam is okay with it. I mean, I don't see a big deal. Tag team match, also on the pre-show. This WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships up for grabs. We got New Day defending the titles against Usos.
New Day.
And New Day's got to take it. Yeah. I mean, they got to run with it for a
I
while.
I think they're going to end up keeping it for a while. I think they're going to try to recreate a little bit of what they did on Raw.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Breezango, but apparently they're returning in 2 weeks. So,
God. Fashion Peaks.
I love those.
Fashion Police.
I forgot that this was going to be a SummerSlam preview show, so that's technically what the show titles is going to be.
Yeah.
But I was going to originally name the show Gluten is the Root of All Evil.
You should. Like, gluten is I'm okay with that.
I love that.
Who never eat gluten? Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm also going with Nide. I'm also going with Nide. I wish... They would have kept the Usos champs until SummerSlam. That would have been a huge pop.
New Day winning
yeah,
there.
Yeah. SummerSlam. But I'm also going with New Day.
Yeah. All right, we're moving to the main card, guys. Cesaro and Sheamus will be defending their tag team Raw Championship. Sorry, got that backwards. Mm-hmm. Against Dean Ambrose and Seth freaking
I'm shocked Rollins. That this wasn't announced until Monday. I thought this is where we were going the
They're
whole
just
time.
Like, hey, you guys... Let's make this a tag team championship match if you guys can get your shit together.
Kurt Angle came out and announced it on Monday, and I'm like, this wasn't
was
already.
It was just alluded to. But they should have said, hey, you guys are going to be going for the tag team championships. Get on the same page.
I'm torn on this one.
Yeah.
Because I can see WWE, that fucking reaction Monday night
was
when they
amazing.
Finally fist bumped was off the charts.
It was
on the same level of Seth Rollins cashing in and winning that title.
Yeah.
That was how hard that crowd marked out. I can see WWE trying to capitalize on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can also see WWE ripping our hearts out with it.
Oh, yeah.
So
just gutting us.
Yeah.
Spencer style.
Milk that cow.
Walking Dead.
I want a Shield reunion with titles.
Yeah.
I'm going Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah.
Mm. I second that notion. God, I would love to see Rollins and Ambrose win those titles, but... I think we're going to get those hearts ripped out of us.
I think you've got to keep the momentum going.
Cesaro,
I would like to see a two-man power trip situation where they win it and then they can't get along and they're fighting with each other. Like
gotcha.
And
they need that glue factor to come in.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
That's what I want, but I'm playing WWE odds, and I'm playing by what they normally do. When we want it, they don't give it to us. So
ask Daniel Bryan.
I think SummerSlam's the time you have to do it.
I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
Don't worry, you will be. Mm-hmm. John Cena versus Baron Corbin, and I am more interested.
I am now
in this match times 100 after last night's SmackDown.
So last night's SmackDown, Baron Corbin has
and
a match.
And I was already excited
Jinder.
For Baron Corbin. And
so was I.
And now I'm hyped for it.
Cena and Jinder have a match.
I can't believe I'm saying this. This is going to be my want-to-see match.
Me
too. Right? Yeah. Wow.
Me too. I'm pretty jazzed on it.
I never thought I'd say that about a Baron Corbin match.
Corbin runs in, interferes, starts walking up the ramp, decides to cash in on Jinder. Cena distracts him. Jinder
can get some quick roll-up.
Yeah.
Poor Baron Corbin, man. Like, hey, on one side, you look at it like any other wrestler's ever told you, he's getting a paycheck, he's getting paid. But fuck, man. Like, I never knew how bad I wanted him to be champion until he lost that.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he lost it and I saw that crowd reaction,
I was waiting.
This crowd's behind him. Like,
I kept on
waiting.
Like, I was always trying to figure out how he would cash it in. I was like, it's not going to be on Jinder. Because it's never like, they never did the heel versus heel thing. You know, like, that's just something that
we shit on the guy a lot.
Yeah.
But he's great. He's a hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
He busts his
I've
ass
stopped.
In that ring. And I enjoy watching him in the ring. And I saw the fucking weird face in his stomach.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, like, people who listen to the show, they can definitely go back and hear, like, the change in my attitude towards
both
Baron
of us.
Corbin. Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm jazzed for? Looking at the reveal for the game, he has the entrance where it blacks out down the ramp with him. Because they've taken it away.
I hope they add in the new music.
I like the new music.
I know it's a little close call, but I think they have enough time to
release it. That new music's really good.
They got 2 months to do it.
What was with Seth's music? They like teased it, and I got so upset. You just hear, burn it down!
Burn it down!
I marked out. Yeah. My son did, because we listened to the redesign, rebuild, reclaim version from Downstate in the car. I've got it on my playlist. Mm. So it started, and we both looked at each other. I was like, holy shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
And I went, yes! As soon as it happened, put my hands up.
That's all.
And then that was it. And I slowly...
I don't get why. I guess it's just a new version of it, but
it's all right. It's to match his shirt because he's got the shirt.
Yeah, burn it down.
And
go with the game.
There's a couple spots in the song where it says "burn it down," like towards the end of it. So I get it. Fine, we're playing with it, but goddamn it,
it's a big tease for the game.
I hate. Remember when the song first came out? I hated it. I was like, the mix is terrible. It doesn't sound good. It's grown on me so much. Yeah. I listen. It's funny because they're both wrestling songs, but I constantly listen to Downstate's Kingdom. Cody Rhodes entrance, and then I listened to that one a lot in the car.
It's good stuff. So what do you guys got? Corbin or Cena?
I got Corbin.
I got Corbin. I think Corbin, and you know
because,
what?
Because,
I take it back. I've got Cena by DQ. I think Corbin's going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he's going to take it out on him, and he's going to lose the match, but he's going to be walking tall at the end. So I've got Cena by DQ, Corbin standing tall.
I was going to say Cena, but you just sold me. Well, Corbin, but
I got Corbin winning nonetheless.
You think so? And I want the guy to win. He needs the momentum, but either way, he get the momentum. I can see the story
Cena
of him just destroying.
He sends Cena out. Like, Cena's gonna be gone. He didn't go film Transformers.
Cena's putting him over regardless. Yeah. Even if Cena wins and Corbin destroys him, he's putting him over.
Yeah, my brother was talking to me about Corbin. Like, he was kind of bummed that he lost, and was like, dude. I was like, it's gonna come back for Corbin. Like, the only reason why they did that is because Cena's gonna put him over huge at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I see it going down. Cena's going to take off for
he'll
a
get
while.
A number one contender shot or something.
He's
going to
get a number one contender shot out of this, and then eventually he's going to win that title.
I would have rather seen Corbin and Shinsuke, I think, in a match than Jinder and Shinsuke.
Yeah.
I just, something about that pair.
They had a great match.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see, like, a legit finish to that storyline.
Because I would have loved to see them, like, he cash in and then, like, stand up against Jinder. Like, no. Shinsuke's facing who holds his title. You can have your rematch after. And have him just pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, I think that story would have been great.
Yeah. That would have been sweet.
But this is the world we live in. This is what we're running with. God, I hope Corbin wins. Like, I didn't realize. I've been growing on him. Or he's been growing on me. And that moment, the failed cash-in, I didn't realize how bad I wanted him to be champion until then.
Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Was it the bucket
of blood? The demon.
Bloodbath.
It was poor. I think if the lights would have gone out and then you woke up with him covered in it, it would
have been
a little bit better.
Okay.
It seemed a little awkward, just him pouring it on him and stuff. But we got the tease, the demon's coming back.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
He's got to, Finn Balor.
I mean, if we're going logistics, how often does Bray Wyatt lose these big matches?
All of them.
And we want to give momentum to Finn Balor because he hasn't really had it in a big fashion. He's had it against guys like the Drifter, Elias.
Yeah, they dropped the Samson.
Jesus.
Not even the Drifter anymore.
But
well, this is,
I think we need the momentum. It needs to be Finn Balor's
re-pay-per-view debut.
This is his rebirth. He hasn't been back on a major pay-per-view like that.
He's been back since after Mania, and he hasn't been on a pay-per-view.
He hasn't been on a pay-per-view since.
Go back and look at the cards. He's not been.
So this story writes itself, right? Like his last pay-per-view was SummerSlam.
At Barclays.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a year later, he's re-debuting. And they did it on purpose.
Yeah. They did.
I kept on asking, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
We were so pissed off. And now I get it. Like
slow burn.
He's winning. He's winning. This is his redemption. Yeah. This is where his redemption starts.
Yeah. And we're getting the demon back. Guaranteed.
And he doesn't have to take a power bomb to the barricade.
Fuck right. Watch him do it again and knock out the other shoulder.
Oh, God. That's pretty nut.
Fuck my life. I'm going to go play with Legos.
That's what he would say.
That's pretty good.
Balor.
Yeah, I got Balor also.
Balor all over the board. Big Show versus Big Ass. Damn. I mean, Big Cass.
So I had this possibility brought up to me.
Hey, I didn't watch Raw. I just watched highlights. Did Big Cass have another new song this week?
Yeah. I think you did, didn't he?
I think there's like the version of this week. Well, yeah. I'm excited.
I didn't watch last
week,
but I heard a new song.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
It sounds a little better, but you can tell they're still not sure what to
where they're going
with this.
What do I do with my hands?
Well, here's the possibility. He may be having another new song.
See?
Jeez.
Back to his old one.
Biggest.
Are you serious? That's probably the worst one.
Well, no. They may not even be sending Enzo off.
Yeah.
The rumor running around is that the split is not working. They can't get Enzo over, no matter how hard they try.
Yeah.
So the rumor is they're turning Enzo heel. Mm. And they're going to have him reunite with Big Cass.
Maybe
point.
He helps Big Show. Okay. Or not Big Show. Big
Cass.
I'm
okay with the heel Enzo.
I am. Like, he's in a lot of hot water, and everyone's already looking at him negative, turn him fucking heel.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's been coming out on the dirt sheets about him
Cass
being in trouble.
Been keeping his mouth shut pretty lately.
But you either send him off or you turn him heel. Yeah. Either one, I'm okay with.
Well, they originally were heel.
Right.
Back in NXT, they just got over.
They just got over
fans.
And, yep.
They
yeah.
It was just natural. It was a natural, like.
But watching him out there on the ramp Monday night and, like, goofing off and everything in front of Cass, I can't take that anymore. I'm done with it. Like, it's just boring.
Dude,
it's
NXT,
sad. It's over.
NXT, Enzo was in a wheelchair, legit in a wheelchair, and people still hated him.
Yeah.
As a heel. So you can definitely work as a heel. That's
so
how they got their start.
We'll see what happens, but rumor is they may be repairing him as a heel. I don't know why the fuck they have Enzo Amore in a
shark cage.
Like,
they
I got it with Jericho because he was interfering.
Yeah.
But it makes no point.
Enzo's going to get out at one point, and you think he's going to low blow Cass.
How you doing?
He's going to low blow Big Show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hit you in that Big Show chassis, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. You get a new impression of me, bro.
Shit.
Big Cass. We all got Big Cass.
I got Big Cass.
Big Ass.
Big Ass.
Randy Orton versus Rusev in the most anticipated match. I'm just kidding. Randy Orton versus Rusev. Actually, I'm okay with Rusev.
I think it's going to be a decent match.
Yeah.
Randy Orton surprises us on
match.
The slower card matches, you know?
I think this deserves a nice, long build-up. Both great wrestlers, both great characters. This is just add water just because we don't have anything for either one of you guys. It's SummerSlam, so boom, we'll just pair you guys together.
This should be a pre-show match, and we should have the tag title match on there or something, but... It's Randy.
You can't have Randy Orton on a pre.
Randy Keith.
Randall Keith Orton.
That must be in Randy's contract.
No pre-show matches.
I'm going Rusev.
Really?
Yeah, like I don't have an interest in this match.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see Rusev get a win, so I'm going Rusev.
I think a Rusev win will do him much better than a Randy Orton win.
Yeah, what's the gain from Randy Orton?
Randy Orton doesn't get anything from winning.
Randy Orton needs to go back to Randy Orton needs the Brock Lesnar stuff.
You know what I'd be okay with? Randy Orton, and he's been, I mean, the dude's a workhorse, but he's not that spectacular in the ring. I'm okay with Randy Orton take some time off after SummerSlam.
Right, so am I.
Let Rusev destroy him, and Randy Orton come back like after 3 months, 2 months, whatever, and the crowd will be happy to see him.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we need
some right
time.
Now we're not.
We need some time away from Orton. There was a time when I didn't see Orton, and I was like, oh man, it's kind of crappy
to
have Orton.
We need to
around.
Go on a break.
Yeah.
And he can date the girl down at the laundromat, and then he can throw it in our face that he was on a break the whole time.
There you go.
I like it.
Friends reference.
Friends reference. Oh my gosh. AJ Styles defending his United States Championship against Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon as special.
I love what's happened in the last 2 weeks. I love AJ hitting him with the Pele kick last week and then Kevin Owens nailing him with the super kick this week. Like,
yeah.
Shane's going to get physical in this match. He's going to hurt.
Oh, you know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. This one's hard. This one's really hard.
It's going to be a good match.
I want either one of them. I like Kevin Owens as the U.S. champion.
So do I.
I really like. I think I'm going to go with Kevin.
You're going with Kevin?
Yeah.
I told you that he was better suited as United States champion.
Yeah.
Face of America.
Face of America. And it's sad not to get that graphic anymore.
I know. I love him walking around his face. Like, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Did you catch during last week's, or the not the newest being the Elite, but the one before that, they were in Montreal, and they ran across some friends of theirs. Mm. They kept complaining. They're like, we haven't ran to any of our friends that are in town. And they're standing there, and Kevin Owens walks behind Matt and Nick.
Yeah.
And he's like looking around for directions and he just walks off. And then the next one, they're standing there filming and Sami Zayn walks by in the background and comes back. He's like, do you gentlemen have the time? And they're like, oh, it's 3:30. He's like, oh, thank you, good sir. And just walks away. And then they're in an airport and he just leans over and AJ Styles is leaning up against the wall playing on his phone.
That's awesome.
Well, they found a way to bring them into their show without copyright.
Yeah, copyright stuff. Yeah. That's
did
good
you see?
Shit.
I don't know if it's true or not, but during the show, they started to say fuck the Revival and Cody Rhodes runs in, he's like, no. And then later on they show him and he's on the phone. He's like, who the hell do you think you are? And they get off the phone and they're like, who is that? And he's like, it was a WWE stooge. Like, what did he say? And he goes, we can't say fuck the Revival. And they censor out the F. They censor out fuck.
Right.
And this next week, like he has a cease and desist letter. And it just says, stop saying fuck the Revival. And on the bottom, it's signed WWE Stooge. Like, they're playing, I don't know if they legit got a cease and desist or what, but they were playing Hangman with Hangman Page. Like, he was writing stuff out. And he had one, it spells out, it clearly says fuck the Revival. And they're all, forever the Revival? Like, who would say that? You can't put that in a shirt. Yeah. And they cut to a live event where the Revival's wearing their shirts and they had Forever the Revival put on the back. It's like, you can't put that on a shirt. Who would buy it?
Who would buy that shirt?
I love that
shirt.
I'm sure
the Revival will love it.
Right?
Yeah. They have to. I mean, it's getting them over.
It's getting them over with the...
TJ messaged me the other day and he's like, I'm going to write a letter to Hot Topic complaining about the fact that there's more Young Bucks shirts and not enough Revival shirts here. And I told my wife too when she was there. She's like, they don't have enough in your sizes. We'll see if they have a Revival shirt. She's like, they don't. Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
That would have been great. I got AJ Styles.
I'm going Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
I'm going AJ.
Nice. WWE Championship match. Jinder Mahal with the Singh Brothers taking on Shinsuke
Nakamura.
I messaged you the other day. I love that Jinder's gimmick is Alberto Del Rio.
He said he's not rich enough.
Yeah.
He's not rich enough?
Richer.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, when you look at it too, the Singh brothers are his Ricardo Rodriguez.
Mm.
And it's funny to me because if you notice, the same Singh brother is the one who introduces him, and then they both chime in when they say Jinder Mahal. Mm. And I'm 100% convinced it's because only one of them can roll their R's when they say the Maharaja.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why they're having him sing. Yeah. Like, has to be why he's Maharaja. I want to go Shinsuke so bad on this. So I really do. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Shinsuke.
He's going with Shinsuke?
Yeah.
I love Shinsuke also, but I'm going with Jinder Mahal.
I see Jinder Mahal probably holding this. And I hope I'm not wrong, but I really want Shinsuke to win this.
Yeah, I want Shinsuke to win, but I don't see it happening.
If Shinsuke loses, it's going to be by outside interference. Yeah. It has to be, right? Because I feel like if he loses to Jinder Mahal one-on-one, it's going to hurt
him. It's going
to
hurt him, yeah. So shenanigans, Singh brothers get involved. Maybe Shinsuke wins by DQ.
And this is before the other match. I mean, they have this list. This is going to be like somewhere thrown on the card.
Yeah.
You know, cause this
it's going to be like mid-tier or something.
To us, I mean, we're looking for this match. This is a mid-tier championship match.
It's not going to be your main event. Your main event's
your main event's the Brock. Yeah, the Fatal 4-Way.
So I see. You guys are kind of convincing me. I'm going to stick and be a mark. Okay. I'm going to say Shinsuke.
Yeah, I got Jinder. I got Jinder winning. I think... eventually it'll happen for Shinsuke, but
yeah.
I mean,
they're gonna keep it. This isn't the time, and that's...
I didn't ever keep it on gender as long as they can.
I don't know if you're convincing me or if I'm talking myself out of this. Yeah. I'm going gender, fuck it. I want it, but I don't feel like it's the time. I think that's really
what's happening. Yeah, I mean, I know it's SummerSlam, it's a big event, but I feel like...
he needs to win it on a main event.
Yeah, and it'll be a main event.
Bigger stage, maybe. Yeah. I'm nothing against gender, but maybe a different opponent.
Bigger stage, better opponent.
Better opponent, that's where I was going with that.
Yep. I think if he would have taken it off of Cena, it would have been great. And I even think off of Baron Corbin would have been okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think this one is... You've got too much invested in gender right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, if, you win with outside interference. It's not a slight on the Shinsuke at all.
No, not at all.
Oh, well.
And it furthers the story.
Sure does. Yep.
WWE Raw Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks.
See that kid smack her on the ass this week? You see the look on Nia Jax's face?
Oh, like, yeah.
Priceless, like, man. Priceless. We're
talking about this on the way over, and there's a couple ways to feel about it. Like, yeah.
That's, it was wrong.
It was wrong.
That's an invasion of her privacy
and
her space.
And you can kind of, like, you see, like,
people, the look on the people, yeah.
And, like, behind her.
Everybody's
like,
dude, no.
Like,
no.
No. And to me, that's kind of, like, a crazy change, like, that we have, you know,
no one's high-fiving him.
Yeah, no one's high-fiving him. Like, everybody's just, like, freaking out. Like,
dude, that's sexual assault.
Yeah, exactly.
But remember when the kid grabbed Natty's boob?
Yeah.
It's on that level. Like, you kind of want to high-five the kid. You kind of want to high-five the kid. Fuck, that kid's got balls, man.
Yeah. I don't know about the attitude.
Alexa's face. Or not Alexa.
Nia's face as she's walking back up the ramp.
She's like, holy
shit.
Maybe
I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have carried her ass up.
I would have loved to have seen Alexa Bliss's reaction.
Yeah. Yeah,
you kind of see her, like, a little bit move, like, what, like, the hell is moving around? Like, who hit me? Like, she's trying to figure out, was it, like, some creepy dude? Like,
yeah.
Like, you gotta, like, tell the kid, like, we can't do that, but at the same time,
we'll get back to the car. All right, dude, high five.
Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax on Raw.
That was a good
one of the best matches I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I don't think...
Not even just the best women's match, but best match in a while. The finish to that match. Holy shit. Did you get to see the finish?
Yeah, I saw the highlight.
Where
she
like flipped her around into another bank statement off of a DDT. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
was
sick.
Match was so good. Nia worked that match so well. Like,
yeah. And I don't think we're going to, it's going to be hard to top that. Like, I love
they
Alexa
are,
Bliss.
I think they will.
And I love Sasha Banks. And I hope they have at least 15 minutes.
I hope so too.
Tell a good story.
I
think Sasha wins this.
Do you?
I think so too. I kind of want to
think
Sasha
wins this in Bayley's spot. Like,
yeah.
That Bayley was going to win it back.
But what, I mean, this writes itself. If she can get this and hold it to WrestleMania and we get Sasha Bayley.
Yeah.
Did you like, I loved Sasha Banks' shirt this week.
The Boss
Town.
The
Boss Town.
Oh, yeah, that was
Boss Town. Boss
Town.
I loved that.
That's cool.
In the Red Sox logo. Like, I thought that was so good.
Yeah.
It's a slight to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Yankees fan, so part of me is like, eh, I'll never buy that shirt, but it is cool. It's a cool looking shirt.
I think I want to go Sasha.
Yeah.
What about you?
I said Sasha. So,
Sasha?
Yeah.
I'm going with Alexa. And
it
I'm
hurts
a,
for me to ever
yeah,
see Alexa.
I'm a huge
you
Sasha
know what I
Banks
mean?
Mark. But
hey,
I'll go
it
with
would
Alexa.
Make you feel better. Did you see her delivering the WWE title to the...
Alexa Bliss to Aaron Judge of the Yankees.
And did you see the shirt or the jersey they gave her?
It was a number 5 and it said 5 Feet of Fury. Feet of Fury.
Feet of Fury.
And with
the
number
5. Everyone else, Braun Strowman and Big Cass, got their number or their name on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they gave her, it just said Feet of Fury.
Feet of Fury and the number 5. Yeah,
that's
I saw that. Yeah.
Did you see her giving him tits because he wasn't holding the title right?
Yes.
She leaned up and like pulled it so the cameras could see.
No, you hold it like that.
I like how she, like, they had to like adjust that title for her.
Yeah.
It's not the legit
because it
title.
Wasn't, yeah, it no, it's it's smaller, it's shorter.
Yeah. She's so tiny that it doesn't fit her. Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks, yeah.
And
I'm going with Alexa.
WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Naomi versus Natty.
Naomi. We didn't give her a title to take it away from her. We are a custom title to take it away from her. And not, I love Natty. Natty deserves this push. Natty's not winning that title.
No.
I'm also going with Naomi. Do you guys see a Carmella cashing?
Yeah,
I hope.
I see Carmella. I see Carmella walking out with this championship.
Probably, and like I dig it. It would be great if she did.
I agree, and that's why I'm going with Naomi because I don't think it would make sense for her to cash in on Natalya. I think it would be a better feud her cashing in on Naomi.
The best thing you'll get out of her cashing in on Natty is a triple threat in the future. So.
Well, I see,
possibly,
I mean,
but I think it makes more impact cashing in on
Naomi. I think Naomi, or not Naomi, I think Natty initially wins this match.
You think so?
Yeah. And it's been years since Natty's been given that chance. Yeah. I think she gets the Big Show treatment.
That kind of writes itself.
You know what I mean? We saw it happen to Big Show when Big Show went years without holding a world title. Mm-hmm. And he finally wins that world title after, like, I think 8 years.
Yeah, he won a long time.
And who came out, like, within the celebration? Like, he got attacked. And then who came out? Daniel Bryan. And then Daniel Bryan went on that tear as a champ.
That's right.
And Big Show.
That's pretty good, right?
It kind of thrust the Big Show back into the main event picture for a while. Mm-hmm. Even though we didn't care for it, but he was thrust into those matches with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk.
And reinvigorated his character.
And it brought him back as a main event talent, which, I mean, he's still around now, I think, because of that push. I think you kind of do that with Natty. You still establish her as world championship caliber, which to us, we all recognize her as that. Because we've been around, we've been watching it. But for some of the younger kids that have never seen her win a title, even the women's title, like they weren't even around for that.
Yeah,
like, she's been around forever if you think about it.
She's been around for over a decade already. Yeah. You put that title on her for a brief moment, and Carmella comes out, and stupid-ass Ellsworth is there with his weasley-ass face. You know, distracts Natty. Carmella cashes in, and, you know, that's the story. And, you know, Natty... Yeah. I think you turn Natty back face after this, and that's the way. Because Natty as a heel, it works, but Natty as a face, baby face is so much better.
There was a,
so I think like a long drawn out story of like was good for Natty.
There was a picture backstage of Shinsuke Nakamura, Cedric Alexander, Ellsworth, and someone else. I can't remember
the referee.
We are all human. Talking about different races, and the one comment underneath it said, "Except for Ellsworth."
I wrote that on Peter's.
Except for Ellsworth, Peter had shared that on our Facebook group,
and he wrote great message, and I was like, "Yeah, it's a good message," but I don't think Ellsworth's considered human. Right.
Everybody had that same response. Yeah. I dig it. I dig it too. I think we're all in agreement that Carmella's leaving with this. It's just who wins is where Natty's we differ. I like what you said. I think you sold me on that, and I can dig it.
I think it adds some depth to that story.
Right. I think Natty, after you sell that, like if they're seeing it the same way you're seeing it, I dig that. Natty should win this.
It just makes the title feel a little bit more important. Right. Like, you add more backstory to this, and then there's a story between Natty and Naomi for a while.
You set up for a triple threat down the road. It sets up for a perfect triple threat. I'm okay with that. I think
the one thing I think is missing a lot here is like the majority of the women talent don't have matches on this card.
Yeah, we don't have. Becky. Charlotte's going to be gone for sure. We get that. We even had that talk between
even
Emma.
With Lana, like Lana and like not being around when you know she's in the middle of this kind of like you know mid card push.
Yep.
I feel like
that's who I was thinking.
She's just Lana. Lana and Tamina had that talk last night
about how no one recognizes Tamina.
Yeah.
She's like, no one even respects you when you walk through. They don't fear you like they used to. So there's a lot going on with the women's division. And I get that this is a stacked pay-per-view and we've got a lot to feature. But give us something, you know?
Yeah.
Upside is we have Survivor Series coming up in a couple months. And we could get a women's Survivor Series match.
We can actually get an additional match at the pre-show. It's a two-hour pre-show, right?
Yeah.
So we can probably get... They're probably going to stack another match on this with all the women talent on there. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah, not at all.
Give them something to do. Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm going to watch a multi-woman tag team match. I'm okay
with that. Yeah, that'd be great.
So,
I think we're all in... are you still... You think of Naomi or...
I'm going Naomi. Or
I think I'm going to go Natty. You said Naomi first. Okay. I think I'm going to go Natty. You sold me on it.
Cool.
You should be in sales, sir.
I was for a little while. I wanted my soul back.
Right?
Fatal 4-way match for the WWE Universal Championship is our main event. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman. And I get everybody in.
I cannot wait for that match. I'm super stoked for it.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to pick, man.
Sure is.
Do you think there's any validity to the rumor of Jon Jones? To taunt Lesnar.
Oh, you know what? I think so. I think it's a great cross promotion. I think it's great cross promotion. Like
you're only making
more money for both companies.
We're taunting, you know, we've got Mayweather McGregor. Why not have Jones Lesnar? And why not start teasing that now?
Yeah.
Mayweather McGregor was teased for how long? We've been seeing that fight for how long? That's what sold tickets and what's selling pay per view buys for this, no matter how much they charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
Me for one, I'm not paying for it. But
that's next week already. Wow.
Yeah.
10 days away, yeah.
Yep.
I could see the same thing right now. Like, have Jones there. Let's lay the groundwork for this.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Anybody but Lesnar? Like, I want to say. Especially with them, like, Paul Heyman coming out there and saying, well, if Lesnar loses, he's leaving.
Yeah.
I think Lesnar loses this title, and I don't think he gets pinned. Yeah. I think that's the story we tell. And it's the injustice of him losing that title. And that's why he runs away and leaves.
Yeah.
I want Joe, man. I want to say Joe so damn bad in this. I really do. And I wouldn't even be upset if it was Braun.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't be upset if anybody won this title.
Even Roman Reigns?
Even Roman Reigns. Because the guy works his ass off.
He does.
No matter what you think of him, his character is heel on its own. He deserves it at some point, but I really want Joe to win this one.
Yeah.
I think Joe beating somebody like Roman sets up for a hell of a story. God, I want Braun too. I think I'm going to go Joe.
You're going Joe?
Yeah.
I am also...
In this one, should we do safe bets and wild cards since we have so many people?
Oh, wow.
We normally do in sure. In yeah. big matches. Okay. I think Joe's my safe bet. Braun's my wild card.
Cool.
Okay. Safe bet. I'm also going with Samoa Joe. I think... If Brock Lesnar's gonna go away without you hit on him possibly leaving, but not losing the title cleanly,
it writes the story of why he would want to leave.
So why not give it to Joe? Let him run with it. I love Braun Strowman also, but I still feel like it's a little too soon to give it to him just yet. So Roman Reigns, I wouldn't be mad about that either.
If Roman wins it, he's not losing it till Mania.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Now. Let Joe run with it for a while. See what he can do. See what he can bring to the table as your Universal Champion.
Roman could win, and we can end up with Joe winning the Royal Rumble.
And my wild card, I'll say Roman Reigns.
Cool.
What are your thoughts?
Safe bets, Braun Strowman.
Oh, wow. You're going with Braun.
I'm going with Braun.
I would be so excited for that. Because like, I dig what he's done. Like, I've not had a big man that I've been this excited to watch in the ring in a long time.
Yeah.
You got this feud with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman still that does not want to end. It just keeps going
that
and going.
That could run for the next year.
And I'll be all right with it. I'm enjoying that Braun Strowman, Roman
People
Reigns
People like
feud.
Watching Roman Reigns get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
it turns, like, it flips. Braun goes to babyface.
That fucking chair he threw at him.
It's amazing.
Like a
fastball,
man.
Yeah.
I think you have to give it to Braun. And I wasn't the biggest fan of Braun, but I think you have to give it to Braun right now.
I'm okay with that.
Strike iron while it's hot.
You establish him as that top heel.
That's why he's my wild card, because I want that to happen. I just don't know that WWE pulls the trigger on that.
Brock leaves. Who's your top heel?
Braun. Well, I don't even know that,
on
though.
On paper.
Because that...
Put him against Roman Reigns. Braun's getting cheered,
man. Who kills everybody?
But I don't even know that he's... Like, I know they consider him heel, but do the fans?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
He fights anybody except for for Roman. He's heel.
I don't know, man. With what he's been doing in the ring...
Here's what you do.
Joe just has the mic skills to make
Joe's
himself
great on
heel.
The mic, yeah.
Totally.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think you set Braun up as the guy that Roman cannot beat. And everybody has that one guy they can't beat.
Yeah.
And that Braun is that guy for Roman. Braun wins. He fights Roman Reigns a few times, puts him away, and eventually that Shield reunion happens, and Roman goes into the
man. I dig that.
I dig that too.
Who's coming back as the Demon?
Finn Balor.
What did Finn do? He won the championship in his first pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm
setting this down for like a few pay-per-views away. I think Braun's going to hold it for a few months. And you just keep building, slowly keep building Balor, and he's going to be the guy that takes out Braun eventually, because on paper,
it's David versus
on paper Wyatt. you can't. I would believe it, but I think it's hard to believe that Finn could beat Brock.
Right.
But I think it's easier to believe that Finn could beat Braun in a ring.
He's not the beast incarnate. He's not the guy we've built him up to be. I get
exactly.
It.
So I think slow burn. You got this building. That's what they're doing with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Braun's going to be that guy. He's going to hold it for you a few times. And then you got
different
great
areas
fuse
of this,
with Samoa Joe built him for Finn, Bray Wyatt, eventually some of the other guys, that are there. Dean Ambrose. You're going to see all these guys Braun go through that don't have, Like, it's great. I mean, you give Braun the championship, and he can go up against any babyface and take him out.
I like it.
I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. Just want to start real quick. Barclays Center tweeted out saying that Brock Lesnar was going to be at Monday Night Raw, but they labeled him as a Universal Champion Brock Lesnar, which they deleted minutes after. So some people are, kind of... Barclays just spoiled SummerSlam for us.
Well, I think it's easy to book him as Brock. I think they were doing it because he's current.
Yeah.
But I realize what they think they may have done and why
they may have deleted the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I think they're just promoting Brock Lesnar. He's a current champ.
Yeah, one before that.
Warming up those vocals.
I did run into Travis at the grocery store the other day.
Quickie Mart.
And I asked. It was weird. I ran into him twice. Exact same time at exact same grocery store 2 days in a row. Second day, I was like, hey, we've got SummerSlam coming up. You want to come on and do predictions with us and Alex? And he's like, well, I don't know if I can. I got church and stuff going, because he serves as a security guard at his church. An armed security guard at his church.
Pretty bad.
It's such a state we're in America right now.
Snake handler? Is he a snake handler?
But he said, in lieu of having him on, we could insert any Sting or Undertaker theory and just be okay. You're a fucking asshole.
That's awesome. That's good to know that he's still got that going on.
Right?
I love this theory.
He said, just insert a Sting or Undertaker promo or theory and we'll be
call it even.
Tom asked, which female wrestler, signed or unsigned, do you think could eventually contend for a WWE mid-card title, not the women's championship,
but a mid-card title? Yeah. Asuka.
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 Definitely. Yeah.
I think if you run with what she's doing,
yeah,
it makes a valid argument for it.
Yeah. So I mean, because we saw Sasha talk about being IC champ about a year back, I think.
But with the dominance that Asuka has, I feel like that's an easier story to write.
Do you ever think WWE will ever drop the intergender, not doing it anymore?
I don't. Aren't they doing it with the video game?
Are they?
They announced something. So. They announced something in the game about being able to have
intergender matches.
I'll see if I can find it, but there was a reference to that being a possibility in the new game.
I hope so.
So who knows? I wish they would.
Yeah.
I really wish they would. But I think if anybody's gonna have any validity to it,
it would be
Asuka. Like, remember when China did it? She was dominant. She was the big force.
You bought into it.
I think with Asuka,
she has that.
Win loss record does that.
The win loss record, and she's a legit badass. Put her against any dude.
Now, I'd like to say it makes sense with somebody like Nikki Cross.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that that character writes itself to go against a man and win those titles because she's so fucking out there.
Yeah.
But I think the win loss record and the dominance of Asuka would have her say, I've defeated everybody you've thrown at me. I'm moving on to another division.
Yeah.
I think that would write itself.
All right. Like that. You ready?
Anybody else?
We
no?
talked a lot. Anybody
have more questions?
I hope you got it in your... I mean, I'm already losing my voice.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, I asked, does anyone have any questions for the ghost of Dusty Rhodes, the Macho Man?
I saw these after we recorded.
These came in all after we recorded the last show, or the show me and you were together on last time. We got 3 questions.
Son of a bitch.
Who wants to... Who do we want to summon first?
Who do we have more questions for?
Actually, it's break even. We got 2 questions for each. Let's do Dusty Rhodes, because Macho Man's a little bit more raspier.
Hey, you son of a bitch!
Whoa,
you
brought Dusty!
That,
hey,
you brought that son of a bitch Alex back here, baby.
Guess what, Dusty? I give you top billing this
top
time.
Top billing! No, that son of a bitch Macho Man's got top billing. I'm curtain jerking. That son of a bitch.
Dusty.
He's curtain jerking my trousers, if you know what I'm saying.
You want to send any well wishes to the Nature Boy?
Oh. Well wishes to that son of a bitch, Nature Boy. I hate your guts. I love you to death, Nature Boy.
I'm sure you hate him so much you don't want to see
him. I don't want to see him up here in heaven with me, baby. Yeah.
But you got a cage match ready for him.
I don't want to see him in heaven because he'll get top billing over me.
That's what happened. That's what happened in NWA. Mr. Dusty Rhodes, make your case for why your bionic elbow is better than Macho Man's flying elbow.
Oh, my bionic elbow is so much better, baby, because I don't have to do them that namby-pamby climbing to the top bullshit. I just gotta roll it up and hit the son of a bitch right on the top of the head. I don't have to. You see what that son of a bitch has to do? He has to get momentum coming from the top of that rope. I can just do it right here. Son of a plumber, baby. You know how hard those biceps are? Because you're turning that plumber's wrench,
right?
Yeah. That's why that elbow, that's why it's a working man's elbow, baby. That working man's elbow is so much better than that top rope, namby-pamby 1% of bullshit.
Damn it, Dusty.
You know why this elbow is so hard? Because it's seen hard times, baby.
That elbow
from the top rope of his has never seen a hard time. Not once in his life. The only hard time I ever saw when he was working that tennis elbow for the Hulk Hogan.
Moving on. Dusty, This also comes from the same person, Steven Fontana.
Steven Fontana. One of that Nintendo booth
screen. Yeah.
I'm aware of that, my son of a bitch son. He's one of our played a lot of video games.
He's one of our co-workers for Puma Gamer. Dusty, why didn't you shower more often? Your ass stunk in that ring.
Oh, baby. I'm a hard-working son of a plumber, baby. Hard times, man. Sometimes, Steven, you son of a bitch, you gotta listen. Sometimes that line in that shower is long, and I ain't got no time at all to wait for them sons of bitches to get out of my way. Ain't got no time to shower, baby.
Dusty, please cut a promo on Nintendo Dual Screens.
Oh, Nintendo Dual Screens? Baby, I'm telling you, the name of that podcast should have been Switching It Up. It should have been Switching It Up, baby. I'll tell you right now, the number one podcast, baby, on Proven Gamer has always been the Smart Marks podcast.
I totally agree.
And it's because you have a son of a bitch like me on it. I don't get booked on Nintendo Dual Screens, I'll tell you, baby.
You might.
That's the WCW. Proven Gamer. It's like they got that son of a bitch Vince Russo running, working over there. I deal with that Bischoff bitch any day.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at that. You broke me, Dusty. You broke me. Oh, Dusty,
with that elbow.
Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you so much, Dusty Rhodes.
I'm gonna stick around. Listen to what Macho Man has to say. This will be the first time I stuck around waiting for that son of a bitch.
Send that son of a bitch Macho Man down for me, please.
Yeah.
Oh, Macho, that was fast. Macho, I don't know if you heard what.
Fast as my elbow.
I don't know if you heard what Dusty said.
Yeah, Dusty's just jealous. No, I'm not, you son of a bitch! Yeah, he's jealous because I got way more poon back in the day than Dusty ever
did. I believe that.
Yeah.
Dusty. Yeah. I mean, not Dusty.
He's jealous because he didn't have Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. He had what was her? I can't remember her name. Yeah. In WWF.
That tells you whether she was a nobody. She wasn't cream of the crop. Yeah.
Dusty Rhodes said that his bionic elbow was better than your flying elbow.
Yeah, then why is nobody's doing the bionic elbow? Nobody.
That's
except
true.
For that ECW alumni, the Buddy, Bubba Ray, Buddy Holly, you know whatever his name is. I don't care to know his name. We don't need to beat each other with chairs when my day here. Yeah, nobody. Everybody in the WWE goes to that top rope and hits that elbow.
Did you ever have this conversation with Dusty when you guys were...
Zack Ryder is a piece of shit! Yeah!
Conversation
in NWO. Yeah, we had this conversation one time with Kevin Nash. Yeah, Kevin Nash tried to tell us the finger poke was better than the elbow. Yeah, I told him to poke that finger up his ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Macho.
Any more questions, please?
What was it like to play Bonesaw in the first Spider-Man
movie? Oh, yeah. Bonesaw is ready. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what. Tobey Maguire's a piece of shit. I should have had top billing. I should have played Spider-Man. Yeah.
Did you like Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Holland. Yeah, you know those movies were terrible. I did not like Tom Holland.
I think you got...
His Spider-Man was terrible because there was no Bonesaw. Yeah.
It was missing a little Bonesaw.
Yeah, I tell you one time, I swear to you, one time, Bruce Campbell heard me having sex in my trailer.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I kept went right in ejaculation. Yeah. Screamed, Bonesaw is ready, getting into character. Yeah. Getting into her character.
Yeah.
Oh! Whoa! And we've been canceled.
Oh, man. Thank you, Macho, so much.
Always a pleasure, Macho.
Always a pleasure, Macho, even though you... I don't know if you like doing the show.
Terrible person, yeah.
I don't know if you like doing the show or if you're ever mad that we have you come on, but... always.
We didn't catch you at a bad time, Macho.
Yeah, did I catch you at a bad time?
No, never a bad time where I'm at, buddy. Yeah. So, top billing, cream of the crop. Yeah.
Tell Miss Elizabeth we all said hi.
Yeah, she's in hell. Yeah.
And that Lex Luger is still a son of a bitch.
Yeah, sleep with Lex Luger, heaven doesn't let you in.
No, that's true. Oh, man.
God.
Thanks, Macho.
She associated with Balea. Yeah. He's a piece of shit. He's going to hell, too.
Macho, are you a fan of tuna?
Tuna? I love shellfish until I heard, Hogan hungry for it in his 60.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys watched that up there. It's horrible.
I was alive during it.
Were you in on that one? No. All right.
I was haunting Bubba the Love Sponge when I saw it.
That's good. Good.
Oh, man.
That
my
was
voice
awesome.
Was pretty gone.
Voice is shot.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I do this more often.
Yeah. On that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions and comments, but follow us on Twitter at smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy at JVader82. You can follow Alex at Garkus80.
Yes, sir, right? You got it.
Like us on Facebook, there you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Just search for the Smart Marks Podcast. You can find us by our logo. It's all the same everywhere. Hey, and if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, ask us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Get that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. You guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on proveagamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and proveagamer.freaking.com. Actually, not .freaking.com, .com.
That domain doesn't exist.
I can't wait for that domain.
Waiting for that domain to pop up. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you're there at proveagamer.com. You can also check out some great game reviews and articles, and also podcasts like Trophy Horse Podcast and Nintendo Dual Screens. You heard Macho and Dusty.
Love you guys at Nintendo Dual Screens.
You guys, great sports. So make proveagamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening to Marcus. Once again, I am Matt. Here's Jeremy. I pointed to the wrong person. I pointed
that's Jeremy.
There. And that's Alex over there. Too sweeten it up.
Too sweet.
Too sweet it up, guys. Yeah. And we're the Smart Marks. Catch you guys next time. Peace out.